News Talk 1620 WTAW, as I've been doing on Mondays during this time, get you acquainted with agencies that are funded in part by your contributions to United Way of the Brazos Valley. And this afternoon, it's turn for Health for All, and Liz Dickey is here, and thank you so much for coming.
Well, thank you for having us.
Let's talk a little bit about Health for All for those who aren't familiar.
Health for All is a free clinic that serves the uninsured in our community. So we currently are providing a medical home for primary and preventative health care for people who don't have an alternative. They don't have insurance, whether it's because they can't afford it, because their employer doesn't provide it, and they wind up getting their primary care out of our ERs, which is very expensive on everyone.
And the Affordable Health Care Act isn't probably going to make that slow down a whole lot.
It's going to take some time before it impacts our community. Certainly in Texas, we have some factors that other states won't have. But beyond that, the population that we're dealing with likely is going to, at least in the first few years, struggle to get enrolled as quickly as we might hope.
So therefore, it still remains very important that agencies like Health for All exist.
It is very important, and we're very blessed to be in such a generous community that tends to understand that it makes sense to invest in solving the problem on a preventative side rather than waiting until you're just trying to fix it after the fact.
And how does funding from United Way assist Health for All?
Well, they're a huge partner of ours. We've partnered with United Way for many years. Not only do they financially help support our mission in providing direct patient care, we provide doctor visits, medications assistance for our patients, labs, x-rays. They help pay for all of that, but they also are a huge referral source for us. They have 211, which many of our patients find us that way. There are other partnering agencies that deal with a lot of things that our patients need access to. We can help direct them, whether it's that they're homeless and need to seek shelter, whether it's that they are having health problems because they don't have any financial stability, and we need to direct them in that route. So United Way is a huge partner for us.
What a great conduit then, because it sounds like not only do you receive, then you in turn will also do that those kind of referrals as well.
We work very closely with all of the partner agencies, and not just the partner agencies, but they are a huge support for us. They're easily accessible, and they've all kind of met around the same table and said, we know that this is a priority. We realize that we're looking at the bigger picture of our community, and that's a very powerful thing when you take a step back and have a group of people who can really affect change coming together to do it.
For one who has never heard of Health for All, but now you've got their interest, either as someone who would like to contribute or maybe volunteer, or maybe most importantly, someone who needs your services, how do they find you?
They can always visit us online at www.HLTH4ALL.org, or they can call at 774-4272.
And that information I'll post on the website when I turn around the interview to get it online at WTAW.com. And again, Health for All, one of the agencies, again, that benefits from your contributions to the United Way of the Brazos Valley. Again, the dual campaigns are underway as we speak, and online at UWBV.org for more information about the United Way. Anything else that I missed about Health for All?
I just think it's hugely important to support the community and your United Way, and we appreciate it. So please continue.